Finally today, in Washington, D.C., the Food and Drug Administration is holding a workshop to talk about probiotics. You know, the good bacteria that are supposed to improve health and even treat some diseases. But here in Boston, a doctor who's best known as a watchdog on issues of supplements like vitamins and herbs is raising some red flags about probiotics. With us now is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So you go to the supermarket, yogurt section these days, or the kombucha cooler, or the vitamin aisle in your pharmacy, you see labels touting probiotics all over the place, right?
You do. And it's really striking. Some promise to improve immune health, intestinal health. Today I saw vaginal health, even help us cope with stress, have more energy, everything.
Wow. So are you here to tell us that we shouldn't believe everything we read on these labels?
Yes, I am. I'm here to tell you, buyer beware. And in many or maybe even most cases, and you know, personally, I've gone from feeling somewhat skeptical about probiotics to even more skeptical after talking to Dr. Peter Cohen. He's at Harvard Medical School and Cambridge Health Alliance. And as you said, he's really a leading critic of how our laws and rules regulating supplements are pretty wild west. And he wrote a piece that's out today in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine titled "Probiotic Safety, No Guarantees."
Wow. That sounds sort of ominous.
Yes.
Right. So what are the concerns?
Well, so first of all, just basic quality. So Dr. Cohen points out that there's a real lack of quality control to the point that probiotic products may often just basically do nothing.
Because of storage problems and because of quality control problems, the number of bacteria or yeast are low or relatively low when someone takes it. And the other question is, will it actually colonize the gut? And that remains very controversial in many cases. What we're worried about is that there might, though, be risks that are poorly understood.
Risks. What kind of risks?
Well, they include contamination. Mm. There was a tragic death of a newborn in Connecticut back in 2014 who died after being treated with probiotics. And the CDC later reported that it turned out to be from a fungal contamination of a probiotic supplement. And there's no good system to track these cases. But Cohen says there have been dozens of case reports of bacteria that were supposed to be benevolent, but actually they acted more like infections in the people who took them.
Wow. And people who took them who were otherwise healthy?
No.
Okay.
Anthony. Actually, he says these were mainly people whose immune systems were compromised.
Got
it. Here's the thing about healthy people. Cohen says that in terms of solid peer-reviewed evidence, the benefits of probiotics for healthy people are pretty much only hypothetical at this point.
There's no long-term large study, and certainly never one that's been duplicated, which has demonstrated you take a healthy person and you give them probiotics and you somehow prevent illness or make them healthier. So that doesn't exist. Despite that, there's been a lot of hype about why people should take their probiotics, but there hasn't been a discussion about the potential risks.
And Anthony, another potential risk Cohen mentions that still needs to be explored is whether probiotics could actually worsen the looming problem of these bugs that are resistant to antibiotics. Because it's possible that some probiotics sold here in America could have the type of antibiotic resistance genes that can sort of jump from one bacteria to another, and no one's making sure they don't.
Hmm. So this is all sort of making my head spin, because I thought probiotics are nothing new. In fact, they're kind of ancient. Mm-hmm. Humans have been eating and drinking fermented substances like sauerkraut and kefir for millennia. And overall, they're supposed to be good for us. Longer life, better intestinal health, all
right.
of that. Right?
Yes, and they are. And they're especially hot these days because of all this really promising, fascinating research on the microbiome, on the ecosystem of bugs that live in us. But I brought up that issue to Dr. Cohen, and he made this very persuasive point about how there's a parallel here with vitamins. Taking some vitamin C does not have the same health benefits as eating an orange, let's say. And taking a supplement, a probiotic supplement with one strain of bacteria that's the same as, say, what grows in kimchi or kefir, is not the same as the whole complex explosion of ingredients in kimchi.
Interesting. But are there any cases where in which probiotics are actually a good idea?
Clearly way more research needs to be done on this. But Dr. Cohen says even at this point, there are a couple of use cases where published studies do make it reasonable to prescribe probiotics. One is if you're at very high risk for a dangerous infection called C. diff that antibiotics can trigger, and you're being prescribed a new course of antibiotics.
Another situation like that is for children who, when they take antibiotics, tend to get bad diarrhea. they would also be someone who a probiotic might be indicated. Now, when we say probiotic, that doesn't mean anything on the store shelves. That will mean talk to your doctor about which strain of probiotic you should be taking.
And, of course, talk to your doctor about any treatment for your child. But in terms of the strains, part of the problem is that the labels on probiotics don't always tell you which strain they are. They might tell you the very broad type of bacteria they are, like lactobacillus, but not which strain.
Oh, interesting. So there are issues with the label, with the labeling of probiotics.
Right, with the labeling. That's among other things to be discussed at the FDA today. And you need to know the strain to be able to look up the most relevant research on the effects it has. Also, the FDA recently proposed that the probiotics makers have the option, but not the requirement, to put on the label how many live organisms a dose actually contains. And Dr. Cohen says the Canadians are already ahead of us on probiotic regulation. They do require the strain and the number of live organisms on the label, and they monitor better for the potential that the bacteria could spread antibiotic resistance.
So the bottom line, Carrie, as consumers, what do we do? What do we do now?
Well, so at the very least, confer with your doctor, let your doctor know what you're taking, and don't buy all the claims you see on those bottles. You know, probiotics are similar to other supplements. There can be a lot of kind of vague claims made about them, even when the evidence is not really so great. So just buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Okay. All food for thought as I'm drinking my next glass of kombucha.
If you're still going to have it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's already, I don't know.
I'm
going to take all of this to heart. Carrie Goldberg, editor of WVUR's Commonwealth. You can find a link to her post on probiotics at radioboston.org. Thanks, Carrie.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.